All right, Chase Sexton, second overall. I feel like, well, Zacho rode pretty well, but I feel like had your starts been better, and they were still pretty good, I think you could have gone 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Or maybe 1-1, I don't know.
I think like the difference between a good start and a great start is a big thing in this class, and I had a really good start second moto, but I tried to go around the outside of Zach, and I got...
He clipped your... Or AC clipped your front tire.
Yeah, and then I got shuffled back, and it was kind of a bummer, but I made my way up. I think I was, like, sixth, and I got up to fourth, and then... yeah, I mean, we were pretty much freight train. Besides for Zach, he kind of got away, but... Yeah, I want to get a dang hole shot, or at least, like, second, so I can just run... I know I can run the pace if I can get with the front guy, and I feel like I'm getting better every week, so... yeah, it was good. The track was really gnarly, and I put down a pretty good late... race charge because Eli was right behind me, so felt pretty good about that. And yeah, second overall, we're getting better, so hopefully we can start winning motos here by the end of the year.
You know, it's crazy, like you said, like you did get good starts, like people would, whatever your start was today, let's say an average of fourth or fifth today, but this class is, it's that way where you that's not even good enough.
No, and it's just like everyone's so good, and they don't, like, they don't really fade that much, like they don't get tired, so like, it's literally a dogfight the whole race, and which is, it's tough, but it's pretty fun because, I mean, every race I've been in a battle, so it's been fun. But yeah, these guys are gnarly, and Zach rode really well today, but hopefully Monday we can shake it up a little bit and hope get a hole shot, cause that's the difference between getting first and fourth, basically. So
what would it be like seeing Chase Sexton with a hole shot and, like, a takeoff out front? That'd be weird.
Dude, I think in my whole life, I mean, Supercross is a little different. I got better starts there, but outdoors, I think I've had... zero hole shots. So second moto, I saw a hole shot in my sights, and I went for it. And it actually ended up biting me in the butt. But I think about, I got to line up a little bit farther inside because I was out in front of everybody and got a little bit pushed out because I was too far outside. But yeah, hole shot and then freaking lay down the hammer. So it'd be good.
Tomac had a nice little jump down line where he got you, got alongside you kind of a little bit, and then you got him back. You went around. That was a nice little battle.
Yeah, it's fun racing the number one and being new in this class. It's pretty cool to be able to race a guy that's won 3 championships in a row. So, yeah, I think we battled both motos, so it was cool. And, yeah, he got down on the inside of me, but he's really respectful and didn't – I mean, he could have absolutely annihilated me. So it was pretty cool, and that's kind of was my wake-up call. And, like, I got to get going because I think if I would have got passed, I would have got, like, fifth overall instead of second. So I knew I had to beat him. And
yeah, were you kind of doing that math in your head, yeah?
I'm usually pretty good at, like, racing and doing math. I kind of had a mid-race, like, lull a little bit. I was not riding the best and making a few mistakes, and that's when Eli caught me. And then when he caught me, I'm like, all right, I got, like, 3 laps to go. I just got to go. And so I laid down some good laps, ended up catching AC again. I got to get around the guy, dude. Yeah.
He's a menace.
He is. Like, dude, the guy... I swear, granted, the first moto, weren't really by each other, but the second moto and the last two motos before this, in Ironman, I've been around him, and it's just like, I want to pass him. And, like, he's just so, he's really smart racer, and he knows, like, how to go just fast enough where it makes it a really pain in your butt. So, no, it's been fun racing him, and we have, it's fun ride with him during the week, too. But, yeah, I want to beat him for sure, and not, I want to get around him and pass him.
Text him and ask him. Just say, "How's the 51 doing?" Later today, you'll get some nice words back.
Yeah, I heard it. I wasn't really watching them. Obviously, cause I was focused on my own race, but I could see, like, Adam would go, like, it would be dust flying. And I'm like, oh, I know what happened there. And dude, Justin, that's one guy that you cannot, like, you gotta guard your insides. He will hit you.
You really gotta set up a pass, and then you gotta get the hell out of there.
If you pass him, you better, like, run for your life because he is coming back. That's one guy. I don't care if you're filing for – he could be filing for 14th place. He ain't going to give up. If you pass him, you better start going because he's coming back at you. So,
first time you did the leap maybe this year?
No. So I did it when I was, like, 15 years old. I raced a Yamaha. No problem. Dreamt right over.
Yamaha's in the leap. Get along fine.
No offense, I mean, the Honda's great, obviously, but I did it on the 2017 bike. I did it, like, 2 times when I was an amateur, and then I did it 2018. I didn't race here last year. I did it a lot and cased it a lot. So, but today I did every lap and got it clean every lap.
Much better.
I get to sit down off the face and just hold it wide open. I actually overjumped it on the side lap. I'm like, I thought I was going to blow my wheel out. I landed at the bottom.
I told him I want to jump the leap, and he told me, it's really easy. It's third, wide open, and you'll have it no problem. Which sounds a lot easier than what it is, but that's what he said. Third, wide open.
Third wide. I was actually hitting a second. I was hitting in second gear, like, pretty much wide open, but third gear.
On a production bike, maybe.
And you might land in the corner on my bike.
Yeah, production bike.
So you probably third gear, yeah. Right, get. I mean, corner speed, just get a ride over. You'll be no problem.
Cool. Well, hey, nice job today. I thought really good riding, and we'll see you going forward. This is exciting class. It's really fun to watch. So yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.